I wasn't doing a huge amount of painting just in the last, few weeks with lockdowns and that, just with my own bit of anxiety and everything. But so I was playing around on the iPad quite a bit, and I could see in my Facebook news feed, parents that were homeschooling and just hearing about kids and stuff, how everyone was going. And yeah, I just thought, oh, colouring is so great. It's great for anxiety and stress. It creates, a feeling of mindfulness and quietness. And also, it gets you into a state sort of like meditation in a way. So I just thought, with everything going on, it's not only great for the kids and other adults who are doing it. It was also good for me, so I'd sit there, I sit there overnight, drawing on my iPad with everything going on.
That's Tracy Mackie, a former preschool teacher turned contemporary artist. Her art studio, nestled in the quiet town of Lyndhurst in New South Wales' central west, boasts extravagant paintings of a range of farmhouse animals.
The infamous wombat. Have you heard of wombat, the dog from Bathurst?
About a month ago, following the statewide New South Wales lockdown, Tracy began to create colouring in sketches to help kids while homeschooling with their lockdown blues.
My thoughts were for the children in lockdown. It's crazy times out there. They're not getting to school. The schooling they are doing is very different. Their Zoom. And they're not getting out there to see their friends and that. It was just something different for them each day, something just a little bit different where they could relax for a little while at the table, and do their colouring ins.
Over the hill, about 30 kilometres from Lyndhurst, tucked away, the Burnell family have been keeping themselves occupied through this second lockdown.
I think definitely have our moments. So when we're having those moments, we just take a breath, we go outside, do something, go for a walk, like there's always something to do that you can take your mind off what's happening, and if you're feeling a bit like, you need to get away for a minute.
Mother of three, Christy Burnell, was thrilled for something to keep the kids occupied while homeschooling.
So we thought, well, what a lovely opportunity, to just sit and be calm and do these wonderful drawings that we probably wouldn't get. And, a chance to do if we weren't in lockdown.
And the kids, Nate and Evie, couldn't agree more.
My favourite part of homeschooling is the colouring ins for Tracy Mackie.
I found the colouring sheets really good because you can take a break and colour in, which is really relaxing.
But it's not just colouring in. Robbie Bryden from Lura in the Blue Mountains has turned to sketching to keep her sanity through this period of lockdown.
It's quite a meditative process because you lose yourself in, I mean, it's not watercolour painting, it's sketching. So you actually finish something in 2 to 3 hours. And in that 2 to 3 hours, you're focusing on the thing that you're drawing, on the photo that you're drawing so much that it's amazing. I mean, I'm not having lunch until 3 o'clock some days because I totally forget about eating and I just get involved in my sketch and sort of, can't wait to get it put up on Instagram. So, I think it's definitely meditative and it calms you right down.
Certified art therapist Kate Thornley says these examples are not uncommon. A lot of people have turned to art since the start of the lockdown as a means to deal with their mental health. It's all part of a practice called art as mindfulness.
It's a brilliant technique for anyone to achieve because once people hear the word art, they all kind of like go, oh, I can't paint, I can't draw. But art as mindfulness is not about being able to paint or draw. It's about being able to focus on one activity, which is an art activity, where you can just focus on drawing or colouring in, no matter what age you are. And it kind of like mindfulness brings you right into the here and now.
As for Tracy Mackie, armed with her paintbrush and iPad, she hopes to continue creating these colouring ins even after the lockdown lifts.
It's been great. So if I can do a little bit, it's only, a little bit, but if it helps in the day, for some of these kids and other people. You know, I enjoy doing that sort of thing, because I know for art for me, it has been a huge, wonderful part of stress relief.